K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, on this rainy Monday morning, September 23rd, 2024. My name's Eddie Greer, of course, host of this Pro Project Podcast. This other K-State podcast focus is on just not only just other than football and men's basketball, women's basketball. A silly transition, but tennis here in just a second, women's golf, men's golf, of course, all things K-State sports. That's what I want to get to here on this podcast here, but this will focus on women's tennis. Something a little positive here after another disappointing weekend. Let's just face it, disappointing weekend. try not to have a down podcast, try to stay upbeat despite seeing our teams kind of go through a little struggling phase here, still as we are really in the late September already here, but checking back in with the tennis team, women's tennis team, during their K-State Invitational. We're going to pick up on the final day, which took place over the weekend. It started on Friday. This tournament, this other K-State tournament, the women's volleyball team had their version of K-State Invitation. We're going to touch on that. I'll probably end up recording one later on this evening. So yeah, it's going to be kind of a busy evening of podcast. And of course, as I'm recording this, of course, on this rainy Monday morning here in Kansas City, me and Alex, we'll get together and do a little bit of a kind of a round the horn look. Of course, talk about more that embarrassing defeat on the road with football. But what's going on with the volleyball team? And of course, when soccer continues, to fight an uphill hill battle. Tennis team, probably one of the more positives of the weekend, winning two matches, single matches, on the last day of this tournament here. And sophomore Marlugu, and we're just going to leave it at that. Sophomore Marlugu C and junior Maria Santos. Well, Maria Santos has been here, being at that women's tennis team for a minute, really since we started this podcast, I feel like. Santos picked up another win in the singles category. Marlugu C also did as well, which highlighted this final day of her K-State Invitational at Body Fitness Center in there over there in Manhattan, Kansas. Marlugu beat, who she beat? I'm looking down and she's sorry. Jimena Gomez Alonso in straight sets, and Maria Santos took care of Clara Whitaker in straight sets as well as they swept Wichita State. That's what I'm talking about right there. You want to beat your in-state rivals, and Marlugu and Maria did that on the final day of this K-State Invitational there. Let's see others. Senna Garganki, and she had a big first day. So I was kind of going back and kind of seeing how the other ladies did. She had a big first day. And senior Veronica Kohava lost tiebreakers there. Garganki could not stay undefeated. Like she was going for the sweep, couldn't finish it there. She lost there in her match there. So we were capitalized that on that. There as well. Let's see. The Wildcats, in the three-day stretch, 10 victories. Not too bad. That's actually pretty good for this team. I know they've kind of been up and down a little bit here and there ever since we've came up with this podcast. But that's coming out of here with double-digit wins and could have been a little bit more. That's pretty good. You'll take that. Especially with what transpired over the weekend with other K-State sports, which we'll talk about this week on the podcast. As there you go. I don't know what was going on there. Yeah. So let's see. Charlotte Kettle lost in the straight sets to Appalachian State. Savannah Moscow there in the round of 64. There she moved on as well. So let's see, what's their next? Well, we don't have that information right now, but so not too bad with this team, with this women's tennis team there showing out over the weekend. So congratulations goes out to the K-State women's team for doing work over the weekend, the K-State Invitational. This is Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here on this rainy Monday morning. It's been a rainy weekend here in Kansas City. Now I don't know how Manhattan did as far as rain goes, but holy smokes, rain all over the place here. As now, as we try to get over this big hurdle today, so hopefully I was all hopefully when I come back on here or on the mic to record a couple more podcasts later on tonight, everything will be cleared and we should move forward. So we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that for right now. So we've done the job so far. So that's what I'm expecting. So it's like we ain't got time to be doing all this other stuff or being held back because of some other things. but if you've been listening to this podcast throughout the summer or throughout in and out, y'all know what it is. So I'll just leave it at that. Right there, I mentioned the K-State football team there. Had a reaction episode come out last night, late last night, following the Sunday night game, which came down to the last possession yet again. Heartbreaking for us, we did not win against the Chiefs. The Chiefs yet again pulled out another down to the wire win there. But that's the episode for another podcast there. So there's that. So the K-State football team need to search for answers. I'm not going to dive in that. I already spilled out guts on the reaction podcast. So definitely you want to check that out. And I'm pretty sure me and Alex will discuss more on that. I'm definitely want to get my popcorn for Alex reactions on to that. When I hopped on here this morning, K-State, they already announced the time for Oklahoma State. It's going to be a morning kick, so how about that? So both K-State and Oklahoma State on the football side lost over the weekend. So if they would have won their games, this could have been another prime time slot or a late 2:30 slot. Instead, you get a morning kick, so that's what you get for that. There, volleyball. Aaliyah Carter will dive on this into the postcast. Had another amazing feat, but again, like I said here, to start off this postcast of tennis, Aaliyah Carter, that's for naught, as K-State volleyball continues their early struggles here in 2024. Getting into that on that side, soccer, try to come from behind late, couldn't do it against Cincinnati. We'll talk about that. So that's actually going to be the next recording here later on this evening. So K-State sports, taking some hits right now. And we'll got to reset, and we'll see what happens moving forward. But the women's tennis team getting it done here over the weekend. And women's golf, we'll check in on that this week as well. So that's kind of your rundown. What's to come? And looking ahead, hopefully, to some better outcomes for K-State Athletics here as we move into another week here in September. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, whenever I have a chance to record K-State content. We are in a groove once again. If you're new to this podcast, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to give us a listen. If you like what you're listening to, well, it won't hurt to like and subscribe to this podcast as well. And don't forget about our bonus channel. We did not record an episode over there last week. We will tonight. And it's going to be, this one will probably be a interesting one, for sure. Download the Podbean app, Greer 380's podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S podcast. That's where you're going to find the bonus content, the Pearl Project podcast on that. And me and Alex will get together to kind of to go around the horn and talk football, soccer, and volleyball. That is the plan for later on this evening. But right now, we're going to put a pin on this episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, K-State women's tennis doing some good work this weekend. The little positives over the weekend there as well. I don't know when their next match is, so we'll have to find that out later on. But congratulations to the K-State women's tennis team there. 10 wins during the K-State Invitational out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Another rainy morning. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. We'll talk to y'all here coming up this week. Go Cats.